great, Bob. Not good at all. This is Recency Bias. I'm Zach Finos, along with you here, coming at you from my attic in downtown Toronto. Recency Bias, of course, a production of the Montreal Bias Podcast, a.k.a. The Big Show, and rabbithabs.com. Good to have you listening on this Friday morning. But not a great game to be talking about. On Wednesday's podcast, I said I wasn't in the business of making excuses for this team. But then I kind of made excuses. No excuses on this one. Absolutely not. Unacceptable loss. On Thursday night to the Carolina Hurricanes. 4-1 loss. Really, you can't go out and lose to the Hurricanes after losing to the Detroit Red Wings on Tuesday. You had Detroit and Carolina. Two teams way out of the playoffs. Two teams, two not very good teams, let's be honest. And you get 1 point of four possible. You let Ottawa get back into it. Ottawa now with that game in hand and only 1 point back as we play them now on Saturday night. All of a sudden, if they beat the Habs on Saturday, the Habs find themselves reeling. And the Sens are in first place and feeling good about themselves, despite all the good work Montreal did last weekend against the Senators. So you go, you do all that good stuff against the Senators on Saturday, Sunday, with those back-to-back wins at the home-and-home. You pretty much erase it with two crap performances against bad teams. And it's too late in the season to deliver two performances like they had this week. The one against Detroit, I said I understood. Alvero was in nets. The energy comes down a little after the Ottawa thing over the weekend. But you got to go out and you got to make sure if you're going to lose to Detroit, you got to be ready for Carolina. You got to lay it down. And they simply did not. One goal on the night was Alex Galchenyuk. Of course, the storyline coming into the game was Galchenyuk being moved, at least for the moment, to the wing. Andrew Shaw going down the middle. King Ott out for the start of this one. Martinson in. Nate Beaulieu also out to start this one. Davidson in. And at first, the first half of the game looked like, okay, this could work. I thought they were going to win through the first half of the game. You had, right off the drop, Claude Julien looking pretty smart. Galchenyuk, Shaw go down there. Galchenyuk's got a wide open net opportunity, but Derek Ryan slides across, makes a street hockey save. 30-year-old rookie, Derek Ryan. Let's take a moment to at least acknowledge that accomplishment. Derek Ryan, the guy who robbed Alex Galchenyuk in the early moments, the defenseman, 30 years old, and this is his first NHL season. That's a slog. That's sticking to it, man. I know he went and played in Europe for a while, finally getting to live the dream of playing in the NHL, so good for him on that. But, yeah, back to the Canadians. So that moment opens up. You're like, all right, Sean Galchenyuk making something happen. Very soon after, it's 65, Andrew Shaw over to Galchenyuk. Pucks in the back of the net. Beauty goal. Claude Julien looking good. Habs fans feeling good. And then we had a series of stick losses. First, it was Alexi Yemelin losing his stick. That leads to an eventual interference penalty. Carolina goes on the power play. Max Pacioretty loses his stick in it all. Carolina scores. We're tied 1-1. Patches had an argument on the play, I think, that, yeah, there probably could have been a penalty called because one of the Carolina players did shoot his stick out of the zone, which is a penalty. Wasn't called, tied 1-1, and from then on, it pretty much turned for your Canadians. Less than a minute in the second, or less than a minute left in the second period, which are always backbreakers, and it was on Thursday night. Carolina scores again. Price disappointed in the deflection off of Emelin again. That's all I'm going to say about that. And then we roll into the third period, and the wheels just come off. And the Habs lose. I think the ugliest, most disappointing. It wasn't. ugly in the sense that it came at a time you wouldn't have liked it to. They should have won. I don't know that it was that ugly to watch. It wasn't a horrible game, per se. This wasn't good. This got beat. But yeah, the game was the lowest for me of the Claude Julien era so far. Not a good one. Hopefully it's because they're just hyper-focused on Saturday night in the Ottawa Senators, but you wouldn't have to be so hyper-focused on Saturday night in the Ottawa Senators if you'd done a little bit of work this week. 2 points, even, we could have been okay with. Not preferable against crappy competition. We could have gone, okay, we can live with that. But 1 point, one of four possible points, with Detroit and Carolina at home. These are moments on the schedule you're meant to take advantage of. These are when you're supposed to stockpile some points. These aren't gimmies, obviously. But they're there for the taking, and the Canadians absolutely did not take. So not great. Absolutely not great. We think we've had a little time now with the new acquisitions. Obviously, Jordy Benn. Everybody loves Jordy Benn. Jordy Benn even helped create that first goal. Did a little work on his end. Got it to Shaw. Shot at Galchenyuk. Galchenyuk to the back of the net. The 16th of the year. So we're all good on Jordy. King, meh. Right? I don't know what he's really doing. He's not good. And Davidson. Davidson I had a little bit of high hopes for. Mild high hopes for. Because the people in Edmonton seemed reasonably high on him when the Habs acquired him and then Davidoff in that trade. Not like, you know, they weren't beside themselves with grief at the prospect of having traded Davidson away. But the things I was hearing out of Edmonton, and I think I even talked about it on this podcast, was, you know, he was a solid player, and they were sad to see him go. I don't know. I haven't seen much from him yet. He certainly hasn't made a Jordy Benn-style impression or anything equivalent. I doubt he'll be in the lineup on Saturday night again. Well, we'll likely slot back in, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's much there. Nesterov, it seems like we're never going to see him again, so. Hemelin seems to have a spot there. We debate what to do with Alexi Hemelin in the forum on rabbithabs.com if you want to check that out. Pretty good back and forth. We brought in Ian Boisvert, gets his opinion in there, Kyle Russell. Myself, Will Hart, co-host on the big show, Sean O'Neill's got his opinion in there as well. So you hear a little back and forth from us, or read a little. Hearing's only for podcasts. Read a little of our back and forth of what we would do with Alexi Hemelin if we were Claude Julien. And sometimes we have kind of consensus on the forum. I don't think there was consensus this time. The enigma of Alexi Hemelin, who's 30, by the way. Spoiler alert for one of my comments in there. There's no real consensus from us, from the Rabbit Habs team, about what to do with Alexi Hemelin and just how talented he is. So you can check that out. That's up there now. We'll have game previews for you before the Sens and Habs drop the puck on Saturday night. Of course, we'll get the recaps in there as well. The recap from AJ Bissett coming up today as well, so you can read through his thoughts on the very disappointing loss to the Carolina Hurricanes. That's all for now. Hopefully things get better for Saturday. That was a bad week, Habs. Bad.